That song was so big. It was a number one, Everyday People. Thank you for letting me be myself again. Dance to the music. I want to take you higher. Hot fun in the summertime.
And he just,
Slight
he,
in the family stuff.
He epitomized the era of the year because of the look, right? I mean, I can see him in almost a pantsuit with hair out to here. You know, yeah. he just sort of captured it.
Sly Stone, dead
he
at the age of 82.
Lisa.
He defined it? Yes.
He defined it, baby.
Yeah.
He was it.
The music,
the look, the everything.
And you went to the Met to see the Black Dandyism exhibit. Was he featured? Because he was it.
No, he wasn't featured. They're doing British. They're doing the suit. They're doing the velvet and the cotton. But, I mean, he gave a whole new definition to the look. I guess that's where bell bottoms really came from, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, he had the vibe.
And the hat?
Yeah, the hat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was something. If you ever saw him, you'll remember it forever.
Yeah. This is Dr. Hermine Hartman. She's the founder of Indigo. She joins us every Monday at this time. And that news just broke, and I knew that you could relate. Did you see him at some point in Chicago?
I think so. And if you saw him, you didn't sit down. Everybody just danced. You just got up and danced. That's all you could do. You couldn't sit down.
I spent a couple days at the Blues Fest. Any chance you caught any of that over the weekend?
No, I didn't. I was at Virginia this weekend with Grace Jones and
Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe. I'd never seen either of them before, and that's where I went for a Saturday night, and it was quite the show. They had fabulous shows. It was quite the show.
I bet it was. I know this week on Indigo.com you're writing about the big Twitter feud between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I'm not sure that that's really resolved yet, but it seems like the one that might have backed down just a little bit so far is Elon.
Elon's got to back down, Lisa. He can't win. He can't win because he's not an elected official. He, at best, is an appointed official. No one elected him. No one voted for him. He did not replace anybody. He was an innovative creation by Trump himself. I am reading Elon's biography right now, and I tell you, he is a dark, dark genius. Some very tragic, terrible things happened to him in childhood while he was in his formative years that have carried through. He doesn't receive joy, happiness, success. He doesn't receive that well. He's a tinkerer. He likes to tinker with things, improve things, make them better, make them do things, blah, blah, blah. And he's determined to get into space. He thinks we ought to be a multi-planet world. And, you know, that's what he's working on. Electric cars, that's what he's working on. He will not, his contrast to Trump is quite the opposite of really who and what Trump is. You know, Trump had a brother who was an alcoholic, and Trump swore off at a very early age from his parents, no drinking, no smoking, no matter what. And he kind of abhors drinking and smoking. And I think we should all kind of be concerned about this drug habit or this drug practice. I shouldn't say habit, but this drug practice that Elon has, because it's really very, very dangerous. And I think he takes it so that he won't go so dark and into deep depressions. But that might overtake him one day, because it's not a drug that you can come on, come off, and play with. It's not that kind of party.
Right. And there was a point, it seems, you know, news is just at the speed of light, but I feel like it was last week when President Trump was giving him a key to the White House or to Washington, D.C., and there was a moment in the Oval Office where he's kind of swinging his head and rolling his eyes to the point where a lot of people thought he's high or something is going on.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. He's high. He's high on something. And
does he talk about that in the book?
Yeah, they do talk about that in the book. Yes, they do. They talk about that in the biography. And he does it, you know, like say, the average person might say, a toast to champagne. Let's have some champagne and toast the success of the electric car worked, or the whatever went to the moon. He does the opposite. He gets low and he's down and he has to sleep on the floor and at the workstation, and he has to stay up for 2 or 3 days. He does some very, very elaborate, abnormal kind of behavior. But he does have a lot of money, and, you know, money has power to it. And I just wonder, how will he spend it? Will he go and kind of refinance the Democratic Party? Or will he look at maybe America needs a third political party?
I think that might be his direction. Are you writing about that this week on Indigo.com?
I am. Indeed, I am.
We'll be reading it.
Trump versus Elon, or does Elon versus Trump?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I'm so sorry that I'm glad I found out that...
About Sly Stone.
About Sly Stone. My goodness. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.